Alice, what's on your mind, ma'am?
I enjoy your show immensely for many, many years, and I've called
you
before.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
And you're welcome, and I thank you for being there. I'm a retired RN, and this you're one of my primary sources of integrity-based information. So I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Plus, I like your style of talking, too. But I'm calling about, I'm looking at a program, you know, that a doctor has set up, and some of what he talks about appeals to me, and a lot of it is focused around getting more trace minerals in the body.
Yes, ma'am.
And replacing and stuff like that. So
right.
Anyway, he talks about getting a hair mineral analysis done.
Sure.
But he adds a thing, and I don't know if this applies to the local testing that you might do through your clinic, but he specified, he only approves one lab because he says that they don't wash the hair before they do it. And there is, you know, I guess it's helpful no matter what, but it's more helpful test if the hair isn't washed first because it, because of some things. Do they wash the hair at the clinic there?
I really don't know, but I can tell you.
That would be a Meridian lab question, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would, but let me ask you one other thing, ma'am. What lab does he recommend?
I don't have the name on the tip of my tongue, but...
Okay, just wondered if you did know.
Yeah, that was the one factor he was saying about the test. He said, and he said there's only one lab in the country that doesn't wash it, but, you know, you guys are pretty progressive, so I thought, well, maybe there's another lab he doesn't know about. He's trying to get trace minerals in and balance them. And he also mentioned something about that, in a way, there can be more than one form of a medical mineral. Like, they're...
They're complex with different things, which frequently helps the absorbability.
Yeah. And they do go in pairs, like I heard you refer earlier about copper and zinc, where they have a reciprocal relationship.
One other thing I want to mention to you, ma'am, and that is, watch out, unless this author mentioned it, there are three minerals that are positive to have false positives. And what I mean by false positives is they'll be going high, and yet when the person takes that mineral, it goes down to normal. Seems totally backwards, but that's the way it is. The two that are most important for any woman to look out for is if, and I see this starting in women's 40s very commonly, is the calcium and magnesium levels start to rise. And you'd think that was too much, but no, it isn't. What it actually is insufficient calcium and magnesium, and especially the insufficient calcium causes the body to secrete more parathyroid hormone, which grabs calcium from the bones, and that's how we start getting osteoporosis. And when that calcium is grabbed from the bones, who knows why, but some of it ends up in the hair. And I've worked over and over with women telling them that high calcium magnesium on your hair test means pre-osteoporosis. If you want to, go get your bone scan done. But you also can just take some calcium magnesium and watch it go down to normal. And it does nearly every time, 99.9% of the time.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you've got to be looking at these things for years to know stuff like that. You'd think if it was high, it's high, and if it's low, it's low. And that applies to nearly every mineral except for calcium, magnesium, and zinc. And if we see calcium and magnesium and zinc all high, that person is pre-diabetic. Who knows why? But
calcium, magnesium, and zinc? Okay.
If they're all high at the same time, yes.
It means they're not being absorbed probably, yeah?
No, ma'am. It means that person's pre-diabetic, and you get them on the anti-prediabetes program, help them take calcium, magnesium, and zinc, and down they go. It's the damnedest thing.
He said something also, though, about, and I'll try to make this short because I know
there's one other person waiting, yes.
That beside, he said that the toxic minerals that we take in, if we're deficient in minerals, the toxic ones, a lot of times our bodies hold on to them because it can use them to step in until the real deal comes along.
That's a possibility, ma'am. It's a possibility.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I'll just put that out. Thank you. Okay.
And thank you. I can appreciate all the extra information I can get.